Philadelphia's homicide numbers keep trending down and are at an all-time low. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
DA Larry Krasner said even though one killing is too many, Philadelphia is looking at a record low number of homicides if things continue to keep trending the way they are now.
If you have 20 fewer homicides, 37 this year, as compared to last year when there were 57 on this date, you have about 2 lives saved a week over that period of time.
Krasner believes it's grassroots efforts that are keeping the violence down in Philadelphia.
We can only work as hard as we can and collaborate as much as we can with community-based organizations, with coaches, with school teachers, with houses of faith, with our law enforcement partners, and with government. We can only run as fast as we can to try to keep that going in the right direction.
The DA has been urging politicians to keep the funding going to community groups and improve forensics so he can make cases that stick against violent offenders. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Residents of Camden's Waterfront South neighborhood rallied this morning to protest the EMR metal recycling facility that erupted in flames last month. The facility has seen several fires along with environmental violations in recent years that have spurred multiple evacuations of the surrounding area. Betty Musetto lives near EMR and says the facility needs to get out of the neighborhood.
There have been way too many fires at EMR. Nothing's been done.
The company blames a lithium-ion battery wrongly sent to the facility for the fire. It's calling for more regulation of the batteries and says it's deeply regretful for any inconvenience to neighbors. Well, it feels like spring outside on this Tuesday afternoon. Sunny skies and 70 degrees in Center City, 69 right now in Chester, Wilmington at 69 as well. Princeton sitting at 67, a little cooler along the water, Rehoboth Beach at 51 degrees. You're listening to member-supported WHYY.